Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Ches, and we are 20 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis Meisavei. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyozeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're continuing to discuss the ideas related to Berosh Hashanah Yechasevon U'B'Yoyim Tzoyim Kippur Yechasevon. Specifically, Rabbi Yochanan said, G'doyle Tshuva Shemikaras Gzar Dinoy Shalotam. Tshuva is such a powerful tool that even if there was a Gzar Din, it was Nechtav V'Nechtam, that a person's fate is going to play out in a certain way. If he does tshuva, that has the ability to tear up the Gzar Din. And just to appreciate this a little bit better, not so long ago, when we learned Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pei Vav, so the Gemara there brings seven memras related to the godless of tshuva. G'doyle tshuva shemevi refuah la'olam. G'doyle tshuva shemagas at kisei hakavod. G'doyle tshuva shedoicha loisaseh shebetorah. G'doyle tshuva shemevi geula la'olam. G'doyle tshuva shez doines nasas shkagos, and sometimes doines nasas schuyos. G'doyle tshuva shemareches shnoisav shaladam. G'doyle tshuva sheyachid sheshav moichlin loy ulachal la'olam kulay. In that vein, Rabbi Yochanan said in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, another thing that brings out the G'dayla Tshuva, how great an epic Tshuva is. G'dayla Tshuva, Shemikaras Gzar Dinay Shaladam, meaning once it's a Gzar Din, it's certainly very difficult for that Gzar Din to be revoked and to be overturned. Tshuva has that ability. But the Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha from a Braisa that says that after Rosh Hashanah, Hashav Bein Tayin, a person has 10 days. Aser Simei Tshuva. And if somebody does Tshuva during those 10 days, Moichlin Lo, he gets Mechila. Lo Yishav Bein Tayin. However, if the person didn't do Tshuva during those 10 days, Afilu Hevi Kol Eilei Nevoi Sheva Oilam, which is a way of saying, it doesn't matter what in the world he does, Ein Moichlin Lo, there's no way for him to get Mechila. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said, G'doyle Tshuva Shemekaras Gzar Dinoi Shaladam. Gzar Dinoi Shaladam seems to suggest even after the Chasimo Sadin, even after Yom Kippur, even after the Kvittel, still Tshuva has the ability to tear up the Gzar Din. Here we have a Braisa that says it's not true. There's a 10-day window, granted, after Rosh Hashanah, but only up until Yom Kippur, that a person has the ability to change what his fate is. And the Gemara said, Loi Kasha, Habi Yachid, Habi Tzibor. You have to say there's a difference between the Gzar Din of a Yachid and the Gzar Din of a Tzibor. The Gzar Din of a Yachid, because he's only one person, that Gzar Din has less ability to be overturned, and therefore, there's Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Dirshu Hashem Behi Matzai, Kira'u B'yaisei Kar, but once those 10 days pass, there's nothing he can do. Afilu Hevi Kol Eilei Nevoya Shaba'olam Ein Moichlin Lai. When Rabbi Yochanan said, G'doyle Tshuva Shemekaras Gzar Dinoi Shaladam, he was referring to the Gzar Din of a Tzibor. The Gzar Din of a Tzibor is different. The Gzar Din of a Tzibor have the Koyach HaTzibor, and the Koyach HaTzibor is such that even if there's already a Gzar Din, but if the Tzibor does Tshuva, Tshuva has the ability to overturn that. So the Gemara is going to pick up now on that theme. Meisavei, Freik, the Gemara Akasha. The Pasuk says, Einei Hashem Alei Kecha Ba. And this is a Pasuk that has repeated itself so many times in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The entire Pasuk is, Eretz Asher Hashem Alei Kecha Doirish Ayisai Tamin, referring to Eretz Yisrael. Einei Hashem Alei Kecha Ba, Mei Reishas Hashanah, Vad Achrishan. Says the Gemara, Adrasha, Itam Lera, Itam Letaiva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over the Bnei Yisrael. He watches over Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes it plays itself out L'toifa, and sometimes in the reverse, it could play itself out l'ra. How so? What would be if together were Rishon Gemur and Rosh Hashanah? So Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Klai Yisrael, they ended up in the Sefer of Rishon Gemurim. Upaskin lem k'shamim u'atim. And as a result of the fact that they were Rishon Gemurim, the psaktim was a little bit of rain, a little bit of parnasal. So if chazru behen, but then the yidin did tshuva. So what happens? To be moisif is not possible. Why? Because the gzera already happened. So Hashem can't change it. Ella, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I read them as manon, al ha'aretz hatzricha lahem. The point is that what Hashem does is he takes that gzar din, which was gishamim mu'atin, and he maximizes it. So that it's going to end up being dafka bizmanon, no rain's going to go to waste. It's going to be al ha'aretz hatzricha lahem. It's going to go to the land that needs it most, hakol lefi ha'aretz, so that even though it's gesham and mu'atin, but at the same time, there's a way to work with gesham and mu'atin. Itam l'ra, what's an example of itam l'ra? Kesar, Rishon Yisrael, Sadiqim, we're with the Yidam, and Sadiqim, and Rosh Hashanah. Upasknulam aleim gesham and merubin. And the psakdim was, there's going to be a lot of rain. L'soif chazru behen. And then sometime during the course of the year, the B'nai Yisrael, they ended up being chayzer in a bad way. So lifchayz meham yefsha, says the Braisa, to take away the gzardin of Parnassus is already too late. Shekfar nigzer gzer. Ela kodesh baruch hu meiridan shalei bezmanim. So what Hashem does is he'll cause the rain to come. The Parnassus is going to come, but it's not going to come in a gebenched way. The rain's going to rain shalei bezmanim. Ala oretz she'ena tzrich lehem, and it's going to end up raining in places that the land isn't really going to benefit from it much. The point is, what do you see in this braisa? You see that once there's a gzar din, gshamim muatin, gshamim merubin, that is the fate. Now, there is a way to work around that. Einei Hashem alekecha ba, itam letoivav, but and itam lera. But to overturn a gzar din is not possible. So what's the kasha? We're dealing with the gzar din derabim. Haresha hoyu Yisrael rishon gemurim. Haresha hoyu Yisrael tzadikim gemurim. So we're dealing with the gzar din derabim. And Rabbi Yochanan said, G'day l'tshuva shemakaratz gzar din eshalodim, which at the very least means the gzar din of a rabbin, the gzar din of a tzibur. So the kasha is, L'toiva mil l'kare l'gzar dinu, dinayu v'loisef lehu. So what's the issue when the yidim were rishon gemurim? And now they did tshuva, so now you have the ma'ir of g'day l'tshuva. So in that case, why does Hashem have to work with the gsham and mu'atin, improvise, just tear up the gzar din, v'loisiflahu, and let it go from being a year that was supposed to be gsham and mu'atin, let it suddenly be gsham and merubim? That's the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara answers, really, that could happen. Meaning, in theory, Hashem could do that. That's fine. But shani yasim def shabahachi, that's a last resort. Meaning, if that's what it came to, then that's what would end up happening. But in this instance, it's not necessary, because there's a workaround. Instead of ripping up the gzardin of gsham and mu'atin, and now having a new gzardin of gsham and merubin, we could just work within the confines of gsham and mu'atin. That works as well, and that's why it was done in that way. Says the Gemara Tashma Akasha. Yardei hayom ba'aniyos oisei melacha b'mayim rabim. Hey moro masei Hashem v'goymer. Vayemer v'yamed ruach zahar v'atremim gali v'chogi v'anu kashik v'goymer. Vayitzaku el Hashem v'tzar lehem v'goymer. Yoidu l'Hashem chazdei v'goymer. This pasuk, for those that say hoidi, before Kabbalah Shabbos, sounds very familiar, but either way, the pasuk is describing Gidin that were Yorde Ayom Ba'anios, and then all of a sudden Vayi Yamid Ruach Sa'ara Vatremim Galov Yochoygu V'yanu Kashikr. The boat started vackling literally like a shikr, and the people on the boat were very, very afraid. So Vayitzaku El Hashem Batzar Lehem, they started davening, and eventually Yoidu L'Hashem Chasdoi V'nifla Yisav L'vnei Adam, they ended up having a Yeshua. Okay, so what's the kasha? So the Gemara brings a brisa that darshins these psukim. Asei lehem simonios ka'achin v'rakim shebetayra. So if you look in the pasuk, there are simonios. Rashi says you have nun hafuchos, the nun hafuchos of Vayehi ben Soya ha'orain fame, the nun hafuchos of the Chuvas Noy de Behuda, and the Shailos of Chuvas Marshal fame, of course, ve'en kamekoimai. But there's nun hafuchos in these psukim. And the reason there's nun hafuchos is because the nun hafuchos are saying that what happened in this pasuk, you have to read the fine print. Meaning, it's ka'achin v'rakim shebetayra. The word ach is always a mema'it. The word rak is always a ma'it. So this idea is true, but at the same time, be careful before you apply it. Why? Meaning, when is it not true? When is it not true that if a person's in an eis tzara and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to be saved? Lo imalacha. Tzaku koidim gzar din nene. If the tzaka, if the tefillah would be before the gzar din, they'd be answered. But tzaku la'achag mar din, that's the achim v'rakim, enoy nene. In that case, they're not going to be answered. So what's the kasha? Rabbi Yochanan said, G'day l'tshuva shik mekaraz gzar din eshalodim. Now, it's true the Gemara qualified it and said it's only true if it's a rabbin, a gzar din de rabbin. But this sounds like it was a rabbin. Yordei hayom ba'anios. This wasn't an individual that's on his own little boat, but this is Yardei Hayom Ba'anios. It sounds like these are the Rambam. And still you see, Achim V'Rakim, the only time that tefillah would work is Koidim Gzardin. So how does that reconcile with Rabbi Yochanan said? And the Gemara says a very interesting teretz. The Gemara says, Hani Nami Ki Yechidim Damu. It's true, in numbers, this was a Rambam. But at the same time, they're Ki Yechidim. Now the question is why? Pashup Shat, the Rishonim, and the later Sfarim say it's because these people, even though they were many, but they were only davening for themselves. And because they were only davening for themselves, so it was a very large group of people, but a very large group of individual people. It was a large group of yechidim, meaning you can have what looks like a rabbim, but at the same time, it's just a lot of yechidim. It's a 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1. The only time the rabbim has the koyach of a rabbim is when one person is concerned with the other person. So now the tefillah is not Hashem answer my prayer, but it's Hashem answer our prayers. We're all in an eighth sara together. When the heft of the tefillah is answer the and help the rabbim, that's when it's gets involved in the halachis of Gzar Din the rabbim. These people were a rabbim, but they were ki yechidim damit. Toshma, another kasha. Shalu Bluria HaGiyoris asked Rabbi Gamliel. So there was a Giyoris, her name was Bluria, and she asked Rabbi Gamliel the following question. Ksibet HaRaskam says in the Torah, Hashelo Yisa Panim, and the end of the pasuk is, Yisikach Shoichad. So a judge is not allowed to show favoritism in din. That's obvious. Ksiv. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate judge, says, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yasim L'cha Shalit. How's that possible? So here it says in the Torah, Hashelo Yisa Panim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yisa Hashem Panav. So she was having a very difficult time understanding this idea. If the Torah says we can't show favoritism, how could Hashem himself show favoritism? So the Gemara says, Nitba lo Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin. So Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin came and he joined this conversation. Agav, the Abar Benel wrote a sefer called Nachlas Avos on Pirkei Avos, and in his Sefer Nachlas Avos, he says that Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, who was one of the five Talmidim, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, that's mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, one of them is Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, he says, V'li Nira, Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin was none other than Yosifun ben Gurion, which would be matim with the fact that Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin is with Bluria HaGiyoris and Rabbi Gamliel. You see from the story as he became a Roman dignitary, Kiyodua. But either way, Amalah, so he told her, so Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin told Beluria, I'll explain to you what a mashal. There was a person that was trying to collect payment from someone that owed him a mana. The Kabbalah is Ma'am Befnei HaMelech. And the person, the Levite, told Amalah, I'm going to pay you. And not just that, set a date. The Nishbalei B'chai HaMelech. And he swore in the life of the king that he's going to pay. Meaning the stakes were high. Yigi is man. The time came to make this payment of Leipare. He didn't pay him. So the person, the Leiva, went to ask Mechila from who? Not the Malva. He went to ask Mechila from the Melech. He said, I swore to the Malva in the name of your majesty that I'm going to pay this loan. I didn't pay the loan, so I'm asking you Mechila. So the Melech told him, listen, you still owe this guy $100. So you have to go back to him and be mefayis him. So said Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, Hachanami, this is the same idea. Kam averish ben adam l'makoyim, kam ben averish ben adam l'chaver. Averish ben adam l'makoyim. So there Hashem says, Yisa Hashem panav elecha. There's a concept that I can be masi panim. This is my domain. I'm the only person you have to ask Mechila for. And on some level, I have a right to look away from certain things. But at the same time, once it's a ben adam l'chaveroi, then it's different. And that's why the judge is instructed, Hashelo Yisapan. Either way, that's Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin told Bluria. But the Gemara says, Achaba Rabbi Akiva Malime. But Rabbi Akiva came and he taught a different shah. This nusach you find throughout Shas. Achaba Rabbi Akiva Velimed. Rabbi Akiva came. Where did he come from? Where was he going to? But you always find this nusach. So Rabbi Akiva came and he said, Kan koidim gizardin, kan la'achar gizardin. He said that Ashna lo yisa upon him, that's la'achar gizardin. Yisa Hashem ponav elecha, that's koidim gizardin. But what do you see? There's a concept of a koidim gizardin and a la'achar gizardin by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisa Hashem ponav elecha is only true koidim gzardin. But la'achar gzardin, then it's asher lo yisa ponim. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that if you're going to tell me that a tzibur, even if there's a gzardin, g'dayluk tshuva shem karaz zagdin shel adam, so why is it that la'achar gzardin, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asher lo yisa ponim? So the Gemara says a pasha teretz, hachanami b'yachid, this is only by yachid. We keep talking about a yachid. A yachid, an individual that looked, that wants favoritism from Hashem, koidim gzardin, la'achar gzardin. Hashelo yis upon him, it's already too late. A tzibur could be even lacha gzardin, g'doy l'tshuva, shemekaras gzardino yishalot. Says the Gemara, v'gzardin di yachid gufei tanoi. So what we have up until this point is Rabbi Yochanan said, g'doy l'tshuva, shemekaras gzardino yishalot. Then again, we have an idea that the only time a person can do tshuva where it would change the outcome of Rosh Hashanah is during the Aser Yimei Tshuva. It's a kasha. And the Gemara said, no, loy kasha. Habi yachid, habi tzibur. A yachid has aseres yimei tshuva. The tzibur has as long as he needs, because g'doy l'tshuva shemekaras gzardino yishalot. Says the Gemara that this assumption, which has underpinned the first part of our daf, is really the subject of a machloikis tana. Gubzardin de Yachid Gufe Tanoi. So what's this machloikis tanam? The Tanya we learned in the Brice. Rameyroim. Rameyr used to say, this is also a nusach you find throughout Chas. Usually it would be Rameyr Oimer or Amir Rameyr. Hoy Rameyr Oimer. Rameyr Fleg Zugin. So Rameyr used to say a lot of things. One of the things was, Shnaim Shalul Lamit. Two people were sick. V'choyon Shava. And Rachman al-Islam, they had the same exact illness. Or there were two people that had to stand in front of a judge and a jury to be judged. V'din and Shav. And they had the same exact situation, same predicament. Ze yorad v'ze lo yorad. Ze nitzel v'ze lo nitzel. Yet, in both situations, you'll find that sometimes two people in the same exact plight, one person is going to have a Yeshua and the other's not. So Rav Meir used to say, how's that possible? Said Rav Meir, must be one person davened and the other person didn't daven. Or one person's prayers were answered and one person's prayers were not answered. So Rav Meir continued, he said, if they both daven, why was one answered and one not? Because zeh hispalel tefila shlema nena. Zeh loy hispalel tefila shlema loy nena. The person that davened a tefila shlema is nena. The person that didn't daven a tefila shlema is loy nena. So what's a tefila shlema? Zakrashi, one word. Three lines from the top, nischavin. The person that had kavana during davening, that's a tefila shlema, his tefila was answered. The person that didn't daven a tefila shlema, his tefila wasn't answered. Blaza aymer, let's had a different shot. He said, no, kan koidim gzardin, kan lacha gzardin. You want to know why one person's tefila was answered, one wasn't. The one whose tefila was answered, it was Kaidim Gzardin. The one whose tefillah wasn't answered, it was Lachar Gzardin. Rabbi Yitzchak said, no, that's not true, Rabbi Elazar, because Yafat Sokala Adam Bein Kaidim Gzardin, Bein Lachar Gzardin, because tefillah works even Lachar Gzardin. Bottom line is, you see clearly, at the very least, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yitzchak, for sure, the mayor we can talk about, but for sure, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yitzchak are arguing this point. Rabbi Elazar says, Kan Kaidim Gzardin, Kan Lachar Gzardin, the tefillah of a Yachid works only Kaidim Gzardin. Rabbi Yitzchak said no, Yafa Tzakul Adam Bein Koidim Gzardin, Bein La'acha Gzardin, and therefore Tfila works even La'acha Gzardin. And we're talking about a Yachid, right? Shnayim She'olu L'mito, Shnayim She'olu L'gardin. These are two people, two Yachidim. And even by a Yachid, Rabbi Yitzchak calls Yafa Tzakul Adam Bein Koidim Gzardin, Bein La'acha Gzardin. The truth is, this is the second time we had Rabbi Yitzchak in our Sugya. Rabbi Yitzchak was mentioned at the very beginning of the Sugya, and after Zayin Amad Aleph, where the Gemara said, Kimamatzlinen Ho'idna Akziri Va'amiri. We daven for Choylim, Tosfos says we daven brachas hashanim for parnasa. So what's this feel all about? I thought there's a gzardin de yachid. It's over. So after Yom Kippur, what are you davening for? The Amiroyim already pondered this question, but one of the terutzim that the Gemara said was Rabbi Yitzchak yafa tzakel adam bein kodem gzardin bein la'acha gzardin. Says the Gemara ugzardin de tzibur mi mikra. So basically what we're saying is the gzardin de tzibur, it sounds like for sure. The question is, what about a gzardin de yachid? And that's a machloikis tanoim, definitely a detailed discussion in the Gemara. But the Gemara says, is this so pasha that even exactin the tzibur is mikro v'ksivet v'kos v'echadim? One pasuk says, kapsi meira libech. V'ksivet, the pasuk says, v'chapsi v'nesta v'tarbilach buris, nechtam avoynech l'fonai. Kapsi meira libech sounds like you can do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, kapsi meira libech, and who is this pasuk talking to? Yerushalayim. It's the next word. Kapsi meira libech Yerushalayim. Lamanti vashay, admasai tolim ekirbech, machshavais oinech. So this is talking about Yerushalayim, meaning the Jewish people as a whole. Surka churban bayis rishon, Yirmiyahu perek dalet, that's what the pasuk is. So the pasuk seems to be saying that the Yidden had the ability to do tshuva. Yet, then Pasuk says, also in Yirmiyahu, same context, Perek Beis, in Techapsi Baneser, Vesar Bilach Boiris, even if you're going to try to cleanse your Avera, Nichtam Avoynech Lefonai Ne'um Hashem Elokim. So you see that within Gzardin de Rabim, there seems to be a steer. On the one hand, Kapsi Meiro Libech, Yerushalayim. It's possible for a person to cleanse the Averas, not a person. Yerushalayim, the whole Tzibur, Knesset Yisrael. And then you have an idea that says just the opposite. So the Gemara says, how would you answer this Pasuk? My love, Kan Koidin Gzardin, Kan Lach Gzardin. So you see, there must be a difference between before the Gzadin and after the Gzadin. The Gemara says, "Idividi lach Gzadin." It could be both Pesukim talking lach Gzadin, but like Kasha. And here we have a new idea: Kan be Gzadin sheyeshi moshvua, Kan be Gzadin sheenei moshvua. It could be within Gzadin itself. There's two types of Gzadin. There's a Gzadin sheenei moshvua. That's a regular Gzadin, and then there's the Gzadin sheyeshi moshvua, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just judge. It's not just v'chasmenu, but there's a shvua. Hashem says, I swear that this is the way it's going to play out. Oh, once there's a shvua, now it's already a whole different deal. And there, even exardin derabim, it could be it's all over. Kid Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. And what's the makar to this? Something Rav Shmuel Bar Ami said. Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. V'amri lo salam say, Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Amr Rav Yoichin. Amr Rav Yoichin. Amr Rav Yoichin. Amr Rav How do you know exardin that has a shvua, even exardin derabim, it's over? Shenemar. Because the pasuk says, V'lochein nishbati lebeis eili. Im yischaper avoyim beis eili. Bezevach ubemincha. So we know the story of Beis Eili, not for today. We spoke about it in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey, where the Gemara says, Kolo Eimer, Bnei Eili Chatu, Einoi El Ataya. But the story of the Bnei Eili was, they were the sons of Eili HaKoyen, who was the Kohen Gadol, and they were high-ranking Kohanim, and when women would come and bring Karbanoi, so they would take advantage of the women. They were Mezana, and the Pasuk, the Pshutai Shal Mikra, the Torah Shebik Sav, would seem to attribute very, very bad Averis to the Bnei Eli. And that's the Sugya in Shabbos, that you can't take these Pesukim literally, V'cholo Eimer Bnei Eli Chato, Eni Elataya, but the point is that the Bnei Eli for sure did some sort of Avera, and because of the avera that they did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore. And the shvua was, Lochein nishbati lebeis eili, im yischaper avoyim beis eili bezevach uvemincha ad oylam. That they would never have kapara, and this family would be cursed lo'oylam va'ed. Now, this was a gzardin, and there was no way to overturn it. You know why? Because Lochein nishbati lebeis eili, because it was a shvua. And that's the idea of gzardin, she'eshim ha'yishvua, that's inu. Because you have a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, or is mashma, that gzardin derabim is not nikra. It's true, that's gzardin, she'eshim ha'yishvua. That's a whole different deal. So we just mentioned Beis Eili, and the pasuk again says, "Im yischap ravoin Beis Eili bezevach uvemincha." So on that note, Amar Rava Ramos said. Some have the girsa on my rab. Bezevach ubemincha inem eschaper. That the pasuk says only through zevach amincha, through karbonos, the bnei eli would never have kapara. Avol meschaper b'toyer, but through limud atoyer, yeah. Abaya said bezevach ubemincha inem eschaper. Through zevach amincha, they wouldn't have kapara. Avol meschaper b'toyer ubekmilos chasadim. And then the gemara says rab of Abaya, but the base eli kasu. And here too, there's a shaila. Is the girsa rab or is the girsa rab? They both came from eli. Rab the asik b'toyer, rab who learned toyer chaya arbanch, then he lived 40 years. Abaya the asik b'toyer gemilos chasadim. Abayu who learned Torah and Gemilus Chasadim Chaya Shisin Shinin, he ended up living 60 years. But the point is that there's a concept of a gzardin sheyeshi meshvu. What's pashup shah? Lechein nishpati leveis eili im yischaper avoyim beis eili bezevachu v'mincha. Oh, bezevachu v'mincha in a mischaper. Avu mischaper b'toyre u'b'gemilus chasadim. So pashup, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying is that Torah and Gemilus Chasadim is more chashiv than zevachu mincha. At the end of the day, limud ha-Torah, doing chesed, as much as Avodah is so critical, but that's even more important. Like the world stands on three pillars. You have the Amud HaTorah, you have the Amud of Chesed, and you have the Amud of Avodah. Klal Yisrael can survive without Zevach HaMincha. We've survived 2,000 years without a Beis HaMikdash, without bringing Karbonos. But without Torah, without Chesed, with that we can't survive. Advar Matikin, that's the Pashup Shat. But some say that it could be the Vart was that the Bnei Eli, they violated the Beis HaMikdash. They violated Kachim. And as a result, they didn't have the tool of Zevach U'Mincha to be able to help them. Because when a person defiles something, that something doesn't work for that person anymore. We've spoken about with the Vart from Matasiel Solomon, talking during davening, the person could lose his Kai Chatfilo. Maybe that's why there was such an emphasis on Yom Kippur for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. The whole concept of first you need kapara on Mikdash V'Kadashav, and then afterwards Mikdash V'Kadashav has the ability to be mechaper for you. So it could be that's this idea, that the Bnei Eli, because they were mezalzel in Mikdash V'Kadashav, so Mikdash V'Kadashav wasn't going to work for them. So l'chein nishpati l'veis Eli yischaper avoin beis Eli b'zevach v'mincha. So it could be related to that whole idea with the Tosfos Yontif, the Inkan. There was a family in Yerushalayim, Shoyim Mesem, Mesem Bnei Yud Cheshon, with Mesem would die at the age, meaning nobody lived past the age of 18. Both ideas, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, they came in, they told Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Amalehem. So Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said, Shema mi mishpachas Eliyah, that maybe you come from the family of Eli. And the Pasnik says, Dich siv, v'chol marbis beischa, Yamusu Anoshim. So maybe that's why they're not living until they're 18. L'chuva Iska B'Torah. He said, if that's the case, Golder and Torah, Zechnyu, and you're going to live. Holchav Aska B'Torah, V'chayu, V'chayu Koyer, Noisa Mishpachas, Rabbi Yochanan al-Shmai. They used to refer to this family as the family of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was the one who gave them the Eitzah for them to be able to figure out how to be Ma'arach Yom and Vishon. Amrav Shomar, In Yom Ishmei the Rab. Yenai L'Gzadin Shal Tzibish, Einin Nechtam. How do you know that the Gzadin of a Tzibur is never Nechtam? There's no Chasima. Hashem never signs the Gzadin. It's never signed off on. Says the Gemara, Einin Nechtam. How could you say that? The Pasuk says, Nechtam Avoyneich Lefonai. Now, at first glance, it's like a little bit of a play on words. How do you know it's not Nechtam? Because it says, Nechtam Avoyneich. Nechtam is that we're talking about, which means chasima, is with a ches. That nichtam is a different word. It's milosh and kesem. It's a stain. But it's the same point. The point is, if nichtam avoyneth, if the avoyne is stained, that means there was a chasima. Because if there was no chasima, there's no kiyam to it, it wouldn't be referred to as a kesem. So, einoy nechtam, foksiv nichtam, elo, says the Gemara. No, what? Rav Shmuel bar Inya Mishmei de Rav meant was, how do you know that when it comes to a Gzardin Shal Tzibur, Afal Gav Shenechtam Nikra, Shenemar Kashem Alekeinu Mechol Koreinu Eilav, that the Tzibur, Bechol Koreinu Eilav, they always have the ability for their tefillah to be answered. Doesn't it say, Dirshu Hashem B'Yimatzai, Kira'u B'Yaitzai Kav, there's only certain times that a person has this special Kayicha tefillah. So the Gemara says, Hasam B'Yachid, Achav, it's like we're saying, no, that's a Yachid, but a Tzibur, that's different. B'Yachid, Emas, when is this man of a Yachid? Amar Rabbi Baravua, Eilu Asar, Yom, and Shabin Rashon, Limakavit. Meaning, when is it that the Yachid is so close to Hashem? Dirshu Hashem B'Yimatzai, Kira'u B'Yaitzai Kav, it's during the Aseris Yimei Tshuva. Vayika Aseris Hayom, the Pasuk says, Vayigav Hashem as Novel, Aseris Yom, Maya Viditayu. So the context over there was a person whose name was Novel, and he spoke disrespectfully to David. He said, "Mi ze David, mi ben Yishai," and because of the fact that he spoke disrespectfully to David, David was the Melech, he ended up being punished. But at the same time, he was given 10 days. So someone says, what were these 10 days? These are Seres Yomim Maya Vidutai Amr Rav Yudam Arav Keneged Eser Legimos Shenosan Novel Avdei David. Because Novel, although he spoke disrespectfully for David, but he did feed David's Chevra, the Avdei David, and Keneged the Esel Legimos, he was rewarded. What are these 10 days? Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravua said, Eilu Asar Yom Shemir Roshon Yom Kippur. It's the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the bottom line is, as it relates to the Gzardin, can a Gzardin be overturned? Could a Gzardin be revoked? So it depends. Are we dealing with a Gzardin de Yachid? Are we dealing with a Gzardin de Rabbi? Gzardin de Yachid, that's a major shayla. On the one hand, there's an idea that maybe not. Kan koydim gzardin, kan la'achik gzardin. But then again, we have Rabbi Yitzchak's memra, yofa tza'oka la'adam, bein koydim gzardin, bein la'achik gzardin. A gzardin de tzibur, because of the koyach harabim, is different. And a gzardin de rabim certainly can be overturned. The question is, when the gzardin de rabim has a shvua, in the rear instance, such as by the Bnei Eli, you find also the Dara Midbar. We say in Lechuna Ranano, Asher Nishbati Ba'api Im Yevoyen El Manuchasi. Hashem didn't just say that the Dara Midbar wasn't going to enter Eretz Yisrael, but there was a Shvua, Asher Nishbati Ba'api Im Yevoyen El Manuchasi. So once it's a Shvua, that's already a whole different deal. Says the Gemara, referring back to the Mishnah. So Arba Rashish, Barba Prokim Oilam Nidoin, Barash Hashanah Kol Bayi Oilam Oivim Lefond of Bnei Marin. So Rosh Hashanah Kol Bayi Oilam, everybody in the world passes by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibnei Marin. So we teach Bnei Marin, well, we learned the Mishnah as sheep. But as we'll see now in the Gemara, it's really one of three pshat. My kibnei marin, hachat hargimu, and Bavad, I used to say kibnei amarin, sheep. Reish Lakish, Amal Reish Lakish said, kemailas beis marin. So mailas beis marin was a very narrow cliff that the Gemara refers to in a few different places. And when you walked on that cliff, it was single file, because otherwise you're going to fall. So they would walk single file. So that's what it means, kibnei marin. Just like when the people walk, they tread very carefully, and it's single file, that's the way people pass in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu when he judges them. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said, "Kichayolei shebeis David." It's like when the soldiers of Beis David, they used to go out to war. They too would go out in a certain uniform way, and that's what the mashal of the Mishnah is. Amar Rabbi Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the kula niskarim beskira achas. That even though when Hashem judges, one person passes at a time, but Hashem looks with one blick. He looks at everybody at the same time. It's mashma that way from the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah quoted a pasuk. The pasuk said, "Ayoitzer yachad liban hamevin es el kol masim." The Gemara says, "Michael, what does the pasuk mean? Eat, but does the pasuk mean hachi karma the brinu lukuli amum yachad by kadodi hayoitzer yachad liban?" It sounds like Hashem created all the hearts as one. As if to say everybody's heart is the same. No one is the same. Elalav hachi kama. What it must mean is hayoitzer is raya yachad lipan. Hashem sees everybody at once. Umeven al kol maaseh. Where would you see that? So the rest of the story is the previous pasuk, says Rashi. The pasuk right before that is Memchoin Shiftoi Hishkiach El Kol Yoshvei Yoretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks down Memchoin Shiftoi El Kol Yoshvei Ha'aretz, and then afterwards Hayotze Yachalimam. So the Hayotze Yachalimam is referring to the Memchoin Shiftoi Hishkiach, that even though Hashem judges each person individually, but there's an idea of the Kula Niskarim Beskira Achas. Hashem looks at everybody at the same time. So the truth is, the second part of the daf has absolutely, positively nothing to do with the first part of the daf. It's a completely different sugya. It turns another page. This is like another chapter within Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. It requires an introduction. We're definitely not going to do it right now. So we'll just make a haschala on the next Gemara. We'll introduce it, really reintroduce it, because we've spoken a lot about this not so long ago in Masechtas Beya. But for now, just to make a haschala, because we have to do the daf. So the Mishnah is going to focus its attention now on the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So once upon a time, there was no calendar. And once upon a time, Rosh Chodesh was determined based on Beis Din accepting Eidos from two people, Ksherim LaEidos, that said that they saw the moon. That could have happened on one of 2 days. Either day 30 from the previous Rosh Chodesh, or day 31 from the previous Rosh Chodesh. Because a month can be either 29 days or 30 days. If the month is 29 days, it means Rosh Chodesh would be day 30. Thus, it's the first day of the following month. If the month is 30 days, it means Rosh Chodesh would be day 31. Now, Beis Din sat in Yerushalayim, ideally, and they would pass in, oh, today's Rosh Chodesh. The problem is, how's everybody else supposed to know? So, there was a before and there was an after, and then there was another before and after. But initially, what Beis Din would do is they would send shluchim, they would send emissaries out to all Kfutzai Yisrael to let the Yidden know what their Rosh Chodesh is. The reason it was so important to know what Rosh Chodesh is not simply to know when to say Yalav Yavoy, but because Yontif is determined based on what Rosh Chodesh is. Meaning, Pesach is Tesvav Nisan. You have to know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is to know when Tesvav Nisan is, etc., etc. So the Mishnah says that there were certain months that it was critical for the Bnei Agoyla to know when Rosh Chodesh was. There were other months where it was less critical. Therefore, there were 6 months that the Shulchan used to go out to notify the people in the Goyla when Rosh Chodesh was. What were the 6 months? Ala Nisan. First was Chodesh Nisan Mipnei Pesach. You have to know when Pesach is. If you don't know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, you don't know when Pesach is. Al Ath Mipnei Atainis. You have to know when Rosh Chodesh Avis. To know when Tisha B'Av is. Al Elul, you have to know when Elul is. Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. Then you'll know when Rosh Hashanah is. Mi Mois Ezra ve'elach loy matzino elum obris. You'll count 30 days, and based on Rav, you'll know when Rosh Hashanah is. Al Tishrei, you have to know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is. Mipnei Takanas HaMayadois. Because even though you're assuming you know when Tishrei is based on El, but at the same time, maybe you got it wrong. So therefore, you want to know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is to know when Sukkot is. Al Kislev Nei Chanukah. You have to know Rosh Chodesh Kislev is to know when Chanukah is. Val Adam Mipnei Apurim. Ukshay Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When there was Beis HaMikdash Yetzin Afal Iyar, they would go out during Chodesh Iyar as well. Mipnei Pesach Katan to know when Pesach Shein is. Straight to Gemara. So 6 months, it was important for everybody to know when Rosh Chodesh is, but the other months, it doesn't really matter. Why don't we go out for Tammuz and Tevis as well? We'll speak out to Kasha Baal Peh first. Tammuz, you want to know when Shavasa B'Tammuz is. Tevis is, you want to know when Asar B'Tevis is. You have fast, you have Dinim on those months. So how come we don't have that? And the Gemara asks the long-winded version of the question. What's in the pasuk? Zechariah Perek Ches, a classic pasuk. Hashem says, the fourth fast, the fifth fast, the seventh fast, the tenth fast, Yehuda l'sasin u'l'simcha, u'l'mayadim toivim, v'emes v'ashalom ehavu. In the end of days, these fasts are going to end up turning into yamim toivim, says the Gemara. How do you even read the pasuk? First, the pasuk refers to him as fast. The karlut sasim v'simcha, and then the pasuk refers to him as sasim v'simcha. So, which one is it? So, the Gemara says, "B'zman sheyeh shalom yil sasim v'simcha." When there's going to be shalom, these days are going to be days of sasim v'simcha. Ain't shalom. However, when there's no shalom tzayim, they're going to end up being fast. Rapapa Amar. Rapapa said differently. Hachikamar. B'zman. Actually, No. So it's a kasha. What's the kasha? So you see that these are fast days. So if they're fast days, you have to go out for Tammuz, you have to go out for Tevis. Why are you not going out for Tammuz and Tevis? That's the kasha. It should have been 8 months, because you should have to go out for the fast days. I'm Rapapa. So Rapapa said, no, I'll tell you the Teretz. And really, the Teretz is based on a better understanding of the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, these are fast days, but at the same time, these are days that are going to be l'sasa and l'simcha. So how do you reconcile that? Said Rapapa, hachi kamer, b'sman sheyesh shalom, yiyu l'sasa and l'simcha. When there's shalom, then there's going to be sasa and l'simcha. Yesh gzeres malchus, tzoyim. Ein gzeres malchus, ve'ein shalom, rotzu mesanim, rotzu ein mesanim. Meaning, when things are good, with the shalom, with the beis hamikdash, yiyu l'sasa and l'simcha. When there's no beis hamikdash, like we are right now, it depends. Then, if it's the best of times, meaning even though there's no beis hamikdash, but the situation's not so bad, then if you want to fast, you can fast. If you don't want to fast, you don't have to fast. When it's the worst of times and there's no beis hamikdash, that's when it ends up being a tzayim. The point Rapapa was trying to make is that these fasts are optional fasts. Not optional, you can wake up in the morning and make a decision, do I want to fast today? But sometimes, on a national level, you don't have to fast those days. The Pasuk already said that these days are sometimes tzayim, sometimes tzasin and simcha, sometimes ratzu mesan and ratzu emesan. It depends on what's going on in the world at that time. Seder, above our pay grade to make that determination. But Chazal were given the rights to sometimes say, this year you don't have to fast asar b'tevis. The point is that these were not days where it was guaranteed that you were going to have to fast. And as a result, the shluchim didn't go out during those times. So the Gemara says, ihach, if that's the case, Tisha B'Av Nami. So Tisha B'Av should have been the same way. How come on Tisha B'Av we for sure fast? L'chura, or how come Tisha B'Av? The shluchim went out. Why'd they go out on Chodesh Av? They didn't go out in Tammuz and Tevis because these are not necessarily days that the Yid has to be sensitive to, because sometimes yes, sometimes no. And it's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk that describes all the tiny years. Well, Tisha B'Av is included in that Pasuk as well. So shouldn't the same thing be true for Tisha B'Av? Rapapa said, Shani Tisbav. Tisha B'Av is different. Hoyova Huchbalay Tzaras. No, because there were so many Tzaras that happened on Tisha B'Av. And because there's so many Tzaras that happened on Tisha B'Av, so therefore Tisha B'Av, you for sure have to fast. Amar Mar, Betes B'Av, Charev Abayis Barishoyna, Ubishni, the first Churban, the second Churban, the of the Beitar. Beitar was captured, V'nechrashair, and then the city of Yerushalayim was plowed. So because of all the things that happened on this day, so it's for that reason this day is treated differently. Exhale. So I'm stopping a little bit prematurely, but just to speak out to Ha'aris as it relates to today's daf, and Amiyat Hashem will pick up for some of our lost ground in the coming dafin. So we had a discussion in today's daf as it relates to a Gzardin de Yachid. If it was Gepaskin, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that this Yachid's fate is going to be kach v'kach, does the person have the ability to somehow overturn what his Gzar Din was or not? On the one hand, Rabbi Lazar said, kan koidim Gzar Din, kan l'acher Gzar Din, which in the proper context meant that, no, koidim Gzar Din, a Yachid has the ability to overturn, but l'acher Gzar Din, but then again, you have Rabbi Yitzchak's memra of Yafet Saka. In other words, a major discussion in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Shagdis Aryeh, in Turei Evin, on this Gemara right here, asks Akasha, from a very, very well-known Gemara, a classic, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there tells the story about Chizkiyo HaMelech. Bayom Imahem Chol Chizkiyo Lamus. Chizkiyo was very, very sick. And the Navi Yeshaya came to give Teichacha to Chizkiyo, to tell him why it is that he's sick and why it is that he's going to die. You should start preparing your will and start preparing for the end. Chizkiyo looks at Yeshaya and he says, Maikulei, why? What did I do to deserve this? Amalese told him, Mishum de loyasakta beperia verivya. It's because you never had a family. Amalese told him, Mishum de chazoy de bruchah kodesh. No, there was a reason I did that. It's because I saw bruchah kodesh, the nafik minoy benin de loy milo. Because I saw that I'm going to have children that are loy milo. He saw that Menashe was going to come from him. Menashe, who erected a tzelem in the Heichal Menashe, the terrible Averis, and it's for that reason that Chizkiyot didn't want to have any children. So Yeshaya told Chizkiyot, Bahadi Kavshad Rachman Olamalach, why are you getting involved in the Cheshboinus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have a mitzvah, you should do your mitzvah. And let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do whatever he wants to do. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and the Bali Musar famously say that you don't find anywhere that someone that doesn't have a family is what Yeshaya Novi was telling Chizkiyo was the reason that you got this punishment is not because you didn't have children. It's not because you weren't a kind of mitzvah peruvu. That's a mitzvah essay. For that, you don't get such an oynish. It's because of the cheshbon that you made. You started tapping in with your ruach hakodesh and you're making cheshbonis. Are you tarnish making cheshbonis? Ki yadua. Either way, so Chizkiyo hears what Yeshaya Novi told him. So Amalei told him, you know what? I have an idea. Hashta havli bartach. Let me marry your daughter. Efshe de garmas chusa didi vedidach venafke minam. Maybe my schus and your schus together, your schusovis. I married the daughter of Yeshaya Hanavi. Maybe between the two of us, everything will work out. Amalei, so he told him it's too late. Kfar nigzera alecho gzera. There was already a gzera, and once this gzardin, there's nothing we could do. Amalei, so Chizkiyo told Yeshaya ben Amoitz. Yeshaya ben Amoitz. Kale nevuascha v'tzei. Stop saying nevua v'tzei. Arois. I don't even want to hear what you're saying anymore. Because this is the Messiah that I have for my family. That a person can literally have a sword that's at his neck. Chizkiyo told Yeshaya Hanavi, I don't care, that's what your Navu is. I don't want to hear from it. Because I'll tell you my Messiah. What's the rest of the story? The rest of the story is Chizkiyo ends up marrying Yeshaya Novi's daughter, ends up living another 15 years. Meaning, Chizkiyo was right. Chizkiyo was right. Fake the Shagasarye. Bish lame, according to the man that holds that Yafat Sokola Adam, Ben Koidim Gzardin, Ben Lachar Gzardin. So I understand the story. Because you see that even though there was a Gzardin, but at the same time, but according to Rabbi Lazar, that said, kan koidim gzardin, kan la'acha gzardin, and according to that opinion in the Gemara, that once there's a gzardin, it's already too late. So, freak the shagazari, how do you understand pshat in this story? And this is not just a Gemara. This is a maisa shahaya kachaya. It's a Messiah of Chazal that's based on Psukim and Nach. This story happened. So if the story happened, there was clearly a Gzardin of Chizkiyo and Melech, yet Afilu Cherev Chadam Unachas Al Tzavori Shal Adam Al Yimna Atzmai Min Arachim. So the Shagasari says a Dover Nifla. He says, you have to say the Rabbi Lazar and those Shitas are going to hold that even though Chizkiyo HaMelech was one person, but being that he was the Melech and being that he was someone that the entire Jewish people was relying on, he had a din of a tzibur. Meaning, Enochinami, a yachid, maybe wouldn't have this koyach of afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzavari shaladam al yimna atzmei min arachamen. But Chizkiyo HaMelech wasn't a yachid. He was one person. But at the same time, he was shakal kitzibur. And because he was shakal kitzibur, so it's for that reason, he was treated differently. Meaning, if you hold Yafat Sokol Adam, Ben Kaidim Gzardin, Ben Lach Gzardin, so you can learn the story with Chizkiyo Bashit. But says the Shagas Arye, what's the other man the Amma going to do? He's going to have to tell you that Chizkiyo HaMelech, even though he was a Yachid, but really he wasn't treated as a Yachid. One sushtel to this Turei Evan is there's a halach in Hilchas Tefila. This is an Erechaim Sin in Kuf Yotes. So Shulchan Aruch says that we have a nusach of Shmoy Nasri. What if a person wants to add to Shmoy Nasri? Imratza lahoysif b'chol bracha meham tzoyos me'ena bracha moysif. If a person wants to be moisef in the middle of a bracha, he has a right to do that. That's something you're allowed to do. Ketzad. And the Shulchan Aruch gives an example. Hayolai chayla. Let's say someone knows someone that's a chayla and he wants to daven for him. Mevakesh olav rachamim bebirchas refa'enu. Yihiratzayim. You could daven for this person in the middle of the bracha of refa'enu. Hayatzarech parnasa. If the person needed parnasa, he can insert a tefila. Mevakesh olav bebirchas hashanim. Bishameh tefila. Yachal lishal kol tzracha. Etc. etc. Halacha beis. Says the Mechaber. Yesh misha omer. That if a person's going to be moisef in the middle of a bracha for a yachid lo yarech, he shouldn't be mayrech. Meaning, if it's for a tzibur, you could be mayrech. But if it's for a yachid, no. Says the Magen Avraham, that's only in the middle of the bracha. The middle of the bracha, we said you're allowed to be moisif. For a yachid lo yarif, for a tzibur, you're allowed to be mayrich. Says the Magen Avraham, ubelekute maril isa. Kishachol maril, when the maril was sick, so lekute maril is like the maiser rav on the Vilna Gaon, but it was for the maril. It's a collection of different anecdotes and different hanhogos as it relates to the maril. So the maril, when he was sick, gazru hatzibu tainis. There was a tainis, va'omru slichos, and they said slichos. And they said slichos in middle of Shemayin Esrei. So says the Magen Avraham, how were they able to say slichos for the maril in middle of Shemayin Esrei? He was a yachid. If he's a yachid, he shouldn't have been able to do it. The Eishloimar says the Magen Avraham, the shani maril. The maril was different because kiven the rabbim tzrichen l'tayrosoi ki rabbim dami. And he shtel su a chuvas harash basimin kuf memches chelak aleph ayin shal. But the point is that there's an idea that a person that the rabbim needs gets a din of a rabbin. And the Bali Musar say that the takeaway of this shmuz is for a person to try to make himself as relevant as possible. Because the more other people need him, so the more when Hashem judges him, he can't just look at him as a yachid, but has to look at him within a larger context. And you see, it can play itself out lemaisa in the sugyas of Rosh Hashanah, gzar din de yachid, gzar din de rabbin, etc., etc. But this is all according to the mandama that holds that really, gzar din de yachid, there's no way to revoke. And because of this, the Shagas Aryeh had a kasha. What are you going to do with the Gemara? Masech tis brachas taf yuram and aleph. Chizkiyo ha-melech said afilu cherev chadu menachas al savari shaladam al yim na'atzim en arachman. And it's clear that in that case, there was already a gzar din. That's what Yeshaya Navi told him. Ki meis ato v'loy sichye. It was already a gzar din. It's too late. Chizkiyo told him, I have an andre mesoira. I don't care what you have to say. But the point is that was all according to the mandama that says the yachid can't be revoked. So the Shagasari, what's the shine of the Maisa Chizkiyo? So the Shagasari said Chizkiyo was a melech, the rabbin would tzrichim le'yad a din of a rabbin, just like the Magen Avraham said regarding this meaning that apparently they were being mois of tefillas for the maril, even though he was a yachid, because he had a din of a rabbin. For a rabbin, you can be mayrich in tefillah. Yachid, you can't. Oh, but the maril, because of the fact that rabbin tzrichim le'tayrasai, he was here rabbin. But if you hold, like Rabbi Yitzchak, then the kasha find nishtan. To the contrary, this is an afananami tonino. This gemara, this story is a meiser rav. It shows the koyach that a yid has, that even though you have all the gemaras in the world that say what they say, but at the same time, yafa tzaka la'adam, bein koydim gzardin, bein la'achar gzardin. So on this note, just one ha'ara, and that is this a medrash. In the beginning of Parshas Vaschanon, so it's Vaschanon Parsha Beis Vav. Moshe Rabbeinu said Vaschanon El Hashem Beisahi Leimer. Dover Acher Beisahi Leimer. Ma'u Leimer. What does Leimer mean? We know Leimer means Lidoyrois. What's the Vaschanon El Hashem Beisahi Leimer? Amar Abazaria. Rabbi Zaria said, "Leimer l'doyrus sheyiu mispalul b'shas atzara." That Vaschanon El Hashem is the paradigm. This is the clinic for what Yid is supposed to do when he's in an Esar. Shari Moshe, afal pi shenema loy leisaver sayarden hazeh. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was told leisaver sayarden hazeh, of the hischil mischane, he started davening. And that's a lesson with Doris. That even if a person was told, proverbially speaking, leisaver sayarden hazeh, don't pay attention. Leisaver sayarden hazeh, do what Moshe Rabbeinu did. What Moshe Rabbeinu do? Vaschanon el Hashem be'isahi leimar l'doyrus, that every yid should follow this lead, and this is what he's supposed to do. Rav Tzadik HaKohen, in his pre-tzadik, in Parshas Vaschanon, so he talks about this medrash, and he starts off by asking Akasha. He says, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that if a person's in an Esara, he's supposed to daven, Vaschanon el Hashem be'isahi leimar. Freit Rav Tzadik, he says, why do you have to come on to Moshe Rabbeinu for that? We know the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayetzeh, that Yaakov Avinu, he's running away from Esav. Where's he running to? He's running to Lavan, Rachmana Litzlan. He's trapped between these two worlds, and he's very, very afraid. So, Vayida Yaakov Neda Lemer, Imi Elei Kimi Madi, Ushmarani B'der Chazeh Asher Noichi Hoylech, V'nasan Li Lechem Lechal, Uveged Lilvosh, etc., etc., etc. So Yaakov Avinu made a neder. Yaakov Avinu Davin. Chazal say, Mikan, we learn from here, Shenoidrin Umispalolim Be'ez Sarah. That if a person finds himself in an Ez Sarah, there's an idea to Davin, And there's an idea to even make a neder, Vayida Yaakov neder lemer, even though nedarim are usually frowned upon, but you see, if a person finds himself in an eis sara, there's a concept of Vayida Yaakov neder lemer. So Freik Rab Tzadik, he said, why then do we have to come unto Moshe Rabbeinu, v'aschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemer? We know this way before Parshas v'aschanan. We know this from the Avos. We know this from Yaakov. Vayida Yaakov neder lemer, Chazal say mikan, shenoidrim umispalim be'is sara. Said Rab Tzadik, the Teretz is Pashat. The Teretz is Yaakov Avinu was never told that it wasn't going to work out for him. Yaakov Avinu felt that he was in an Eis Sara. And he felt that he needed special Rachmei Shemayim. So what did Yaakov Avinu do? He started to daven. Mikan, we learn from here, Shemispalel in Eis Sara. Moshe Rabbeinu was a very different situation. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Ki loy saver esayarden azeh. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu already had a gzardin. There was a decree that you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was already decreed he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, this is much more serious. Mechatesa davenel. Oh, if you don't know, you're in this very uncertain situation. Yeah, Yaakov Avinu already told us what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to daven. But what if there's already a gzardin? At this point, maybe it's too late. Says Reb Tzadik, that's what the Medrash is coming to say. Even if it was whispered into the person's ear, that you will not be able to cross your proverbial yarden. Don't listen. Do what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Amar Abazario, Baschanin al Hashem be'isahi lemar l'doyrois shiyu mispalulin b'shas hatzara. Not only if you're just not sure, but even if you were told for sure, it doesn't matter. Fifon. Says Rav Tzadik. But I have one more ha'ar. And that is, he quotes the Gemara Masech Tes Brachas Davio, the Ma'isa with Chizkiyo and Yeshaya Anovi. So Yeshaya Anovi tells Chizkiyo, Ki meis atav aloi sichye, bahadi kavshu d'rachman olam alach. It's too late. Says Chizkiyo to Yeshaya, Yeshaya, ben amoitz, he tells him, kalim irvoascha v'tzeh. Leave. I don't want to hear from this. Why? Because kach mikublani mibeis abiyaba. I'll tell you my messiah. If you do cherev chadu menachas al tzavari shaladam, al yimna atzme min arachnim. He said, I have a messiah from my family. Kach mikublani mibeis abiyaba. Shafilu cherev chadu menachas al tzavari shaladam, al yimna atzme min arachnim. It sounds like this was some messiah that he had in his family. Frank Rab Tzadik, messiah that he had in his family is a medrash. The Medrash says, "Vaschanan al Hashem be'isahi leimar." Amar Rabbi Zaria leimar l'dayros. Shiu mispalim b'shas hatzara. And even if there's a gzardin, Shari Moshe Avol b'shenemal leisabres hayarden azeh hischu mischane. So you see clearly that this isn't just meant for, I don't know, this Messiah that he had. It's a Medrash. Everyone has this Messiah. If you learned the Medrash, you have this Messiah. It sounds like Chizkiyo said, "I have some private Messiah." What do you mean? This was a limud l'dayres for every single yid. So why did Chizkiyo have to come on to his Messiah in the Mishpacha? L'chura, this was something that was already taught to every single yid. This is part and parcel of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what the word lemer means in the Pasuk in the Torah, where it says, V'aschanan al Hashem be'esahi lemer. So says Rav Tzadik Adavar Nifla. He says, from Moshe Rabbeinu, you see more than you see from Yaakov. Yaakov Yinu Davin Beis Sarah. Okay, he was never told that he was necessarily going to be harmed, but he felt danger, and as a result, he davened. Even made a net. Moshe Rabbeinu, you see more. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, "Leisavres hayarden azeh." But you know what you don't see from Moshe Rabbeinu? You don't see that the tefillah actually works. Moshe Rabbeinu davened. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel 515 tefillahs, and he wasn't answered. From Moshe Rabbeinu, you see that what's a yid supposed to do? Sheyu mispalel b'shas hatzara. Yeah, you see that part of the equation. But that the prayers are going to be answered, that you don't see from Moshe. In fact, if you dig a little deeper, you'll see that maybe it's not so pashat. Says Rav Tzadik, Bachizkiyo HaMelech told Yeshaya HaNavi. But I'm going to tell you the Messiah I have. You know what my Messiah is? That when the Medrash said, Sheyu mispalim b'shas hatzara, and even if there's a gzar din, even if you heard the baskel that said, Loi saver es hayarden azeh afal pikin davin, because there's something called koich hatfilah, that tefillah can be answered. And that tefillah will be answered. Moshe Rabbeinu, there were chishbonus. There were chishbonus when Moshe's tefillah wasn't answered. But the emes is, a yid has a koyach tefillah, that afilu cherev chadam unachas al savori shalodam al yim nahatzvim in arachamim. That you don't see in the Medrash. The Medrash says daven. Okay, so you have to daven. You have to do a lot of mitzvahs. You also have to daven. The Messiah I have is that tefillah is going to work. So said Rab Tzadik, where was this Messiah from? How'd they know? Mechateisa. He said, kach mikublani mi beisa biyabo. Who was Avi Abba? Shel Chizkiyo. It was David HaMelech. It was David HaMelech. He is the Avua in the Kulana of all the Malchei Beis David. He said, David HaMelech did an Averu with Batsheva. And if you go through the Pesukim, when Asan HaNavi comes and he gives Neichacha to David for the Averu that he did, he starts speaking very, very sharp to David. David, it's all over. He gives him the Mashal. Now, not all over in the physical sense, but all over in the Ruchniyastiga sense because of the terrible Averu that he did. But David HaMelech, throughout Sefer Tehillim, he's crying and he's davening. And he davened to Hashem specifically, Lev Tahar Baral Yelikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand that I was mekalkel on some level, my neshama. Oh, but Lev Tahar Baral Yelikim, give me a new Lev, a Naya heart. Like this, I can be able to serve you in the proper way. And that feel of David HaMelech was answered. Because David HaMelech goes down as one of the Ishbizin, and David HaMelech is David Malka Mashiach, and Mashiach is going to come from David HaMelech. David HaMelech was Zoicha to the Lev Tahar Baroli Elikin. David HaMelech's legacy is he's one of the great Tzaddikim, of course, to ever live. Even though he was told by Nosan HaNovi, it was all over. So said Chizkiyo, Kach mikublani mi beis abiyabo, that was chanel Hashem beis ahilemer, it's not a din, it's not a gzeres hakosef, daven, even though you were told kilei saver sayardin, that doesn't mean you should stop davening. No, it's a tefillah that actually works. And that was the Messiah that he had. But the point is that we have a Messiah of Eschanel Hashem Be'isahi Lemar, Lemar Ledoiros, Shinu Mespalin Beshas Hatzorah. And this is a lesson like every lemur in the Torah, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe lemur. Lemur to who? Lemur to the Melochim, lemur to the Gedoilim, lemur to the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe lemur means tell every single Jew. Because every single Yid has a shaykhis to this idea of Eschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemur. And lemur means, even if there was a baskel that said, Lois Saver es hayarden hazeh. And lemur means that even if really there's a Gzardin, and the Gzardin says it's too late, but Afal Pikein, but said Rav Tzadik, it's not just daven b'shas atzara, because that's what the Eibishter wants you to do. It's daven b'shas atzara because that tefillah can be answered. And how do you know that? That we learn from David HaMelech, and that's what Chizkiyo told Yeshaya Hanavi. Kalim in Avoscha v'tzei, because kach mekublani mibeis abiyabo shafilu cherev chadu menachas al savori shalodam al yim na'atzmei min arachamim. What came to mind was another Rav Tzadik, a Rav Tzadik that speaks out in the beginning of a sefer Takanas Hashavim that Rav Yochanan said, to come full circle with the daf, that G'doy L'tshuva, Shadoicha Lois Nasei Shebetayra. And everyone asks the Kash, G'doy L'tshuva, Shadoicha Lois Nasei Shebetayra. Every Yasei is Doicha Lois Nasei. What's G'doy L'tshuva, Shadoicha Lois Nasei Shebetayra? But Rav Tzadik said that the point is that you have all the Lois Naseis in Chazal. Oh, once this happens, it's too late. You're Chayt Yomachti Yisarabin, not Negeya. Karkafta Deloy Manach Tvilin, you don't stand a fighting chance. You're an Apikiris, you're a man. Write this. All these different cheshbonos as it relates to the Koyach HaTshuva. And in today's daf, oh, there's a Gzar Din, it's too late. Gzar Din, that's what Yeshaya Novi said. Yeshaya Novi said, it's too late, there was a Gzar Din. All those voices, and these are voices of Chazal also, that say, you can't do Tshuva, you can't do Tshuva. Mefife the son, because G'doy L'Tshuva Shadoicha Lois Asei Shabbatayra, because Kol Masha Oymel L'Chabal Abayis Asei Chutz Mitzei. And that's what Chizkiyo told Yeshaya. Yeshaya Novi came to Chizkiyo, he said, I learned to sugi in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches, not so poshet. Chizkiyo, we have a little bit of an issue over here. And Chizkiyo said, I hear Abba Ben Amoitz. He didn't even call him Yeshaya. Ben Amoitz. He said, respectfully, I know the Pnimius HaInyan. And the Pnimius HaInyan is G'doy L'tshuva Shadoiches Loisa Shabbatayra. And all the Loisa says, everything that Chazal say, it's too late, you have no chance. Sa'ar B'nish. I know the Medrash that says, V'aschanel Hashem Be'isahi Lemar, Lemar L'doiris, Shiyu Mespalim Be'it Shasatzor. Not only like Yaakov, but even Moshe, who was told Loisavar Esayardinus. Yaakov was never told Esav was going to eat him up. He was afraid, and therefore he davened. Moshe was told, Lois Savres Ayardin Azah, and Afal Pikein Lemar to every Yid. Vaidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemar is every Yid. Lemar Ledoris, every single Yid has a Shaykhis to. And I even have a Messiah from my Zayda David. I was told, Afilu Cherev Chadu Menachetz al Savar Shalom al Yimna Asmim and Arachemim, because Veschan al Shem Beisahi Lemar is not just a din daven. No, it's real. It's because these tefillahs can be answered. Loishna yachid, loishna rabim. Doesn't matter what the person was told, what the situation is. That's this koyach of afilu cherev chadim anachas atzavar shalodom.
Are you not smeim in arach?